Document, don't create. What does that mean? According to Russell Brunson in Traffic Secrets, he talks about documenting, not creating. Now, I have gone through and created some really amazing businesses, but I didn't really document the steps to necessarily hand it off to someone else. Now, yeah, I can go and recreate the concepts, but going along and documenting as I was going would have made it a lot easier as we grow, and it's been a year since we had our event thanks to the pandemic. So having to go back and recreate or rebuild everything that I've done in the past, I have to go through old notebooks and stuff and just remember everything. I did do a great job and did document a lot of it in Trello and in Airtable and, of course, in our WordPress Gravity Forms tools. But the point is, Russell Brunson quotes Gary Vaynerchuk, who's Gary V, as a concept he calls document, don't create, where instead of creating ideas or things for people, trying to give people ideas, you actually document what you're doing, where it's more based on practicality instead of fantasy. So instead of fabricating posts to try to be an influential people, actually just documenting your life. Like, I personally live a really crazy, fun, amazing life. I am all about going out there and adventuring. There are a ton of amazing things that you can try out for free. Last week, I took my son Cody at 5 to fencing lessons, to Chinese lessons. Next week, he's doing karate lessons, all on a trial basis to see which one matches his energy, his personality. And we joined the Cub Scouts because he really had a lot of fun there and participated. But we didn't join the capoeira because it just wasn't the right match at the time with the training for him. So all of those things were free to try out. But then once we find something we like, we can actually do it and commit to it and invest in it and create the process where, you know, he has to go through and learn and be and practice and perform. So where in your life are you able to document the journey and create an amazing experience for yourself and for others, so that you can really live your best life starting right now? I'm all about how do we make today better, because that's all we really have. Planning for tomorrow is useful, especially with financials and making sure that you're lining up your career and your education to get where you want to go. But if you don't know where you want to go, that's what I'm really all about, is, you know, getting into focus, getting into action, and then getting the results. It's my go far formula that I've been using for years and years and years to really help people power up to their potential. So for me, the first step I like to do with anybody is to figure out what is their long-term goal or focus, the thing that inspires them. And a lot of people give surface answers up front. They either say they don't know, or they say something that doesn't really make them shine bright. You know, if you know me, I have the light bulb. I'm a huge fan of shining lights on people's imagination and creativity. And digging deeper until I hit that moment where you could just see they're glowing, they're vibrant, they are alive with the idea, and portions of that idea that really excite them, versus just saying, oh, I want to get into accounting. You're like, okay, well, that's great, but what do you want to do in accounting? I want to work on Broadway as an actuary, which is what one of our nieces did. And she was excited about that because she wanted to go and live and be in Broadway and be part of that. And now that she's done that, she's looking for something more. So she achieved that goal, and now she's looking for the next level of that business, because once she hit that goal and hit that level, she realized, wow, this isn't enough to fulfill my full vision of life. So the nice thing is she did get there, and she had a goal and a focus, and she achieved it, but now it's like the next step. You know, it's like when you're going to school, you know, you have certain goals, certain semesters you have to finish to get to your long-term goal. And getting through those step-by-step processes to get to your big goal, the thing that inspires you, that ignites you, that keeps you passionate, that makes you keep going to school or keep working or keep writing or keep documenting or keep creating, those are the things that really set you up for success. So if you can document and plan out what your vision is, what is your focus, what is the focus of your life, and if you need a consultation, you can visit me at angeladicarlo.com. There's a calendar on there. If that calendar link isn't working for any reason, just email me. There's a contact form, or you can email on the website to schedule a time where we start digging into your focus plan. Like, what is it that really makes you passionate? I have an amazing talent for pulling that out of people. It's something I've done for so long. It's just second nature. I've got my master's in business degree over 20 years ago, specializing in entrepreneurship. So I can see when that entrepreneurial flair, that energy, that initiation energy, that excitement that hits people, I can find that and I help tune it for people to go, okay, well, you think you want to do this, but you didn't get lit up until you talked about this. And then I start digging deeper, like, what is it about that that makes me so excited and so passionate and so powerful and so ready for the next big step in life? All right, I'm Angela DiCarlo. It was a pleasure. Hopefully you got some motivation out of this, some excitement, some focus on what you're doing. And trust me, it's not a one-minute process to learn how to do this. It takes time. It's digging and figuring out what really drives you passionate. Now, if you want to write a list of skills that you just do naturally, that's useful. For me, I'm an amazing event planner. I'm a great business person. I'm a great marketer. I'm a good writer. You know, I love writing songs and stuff like that. But there's a whole bunch of things that I am not passionate about. I'm not passionate about bookkeeping. I'm not passionate about accounting. I'm not passionate about, you know, creating systems and then following them. I'm a great system creator, but I don't like to follow them. You know, so for me, I'm a leader. I want to create the systems that create the innovation, that motivate the society and make things amazing. That's what works for me. I love being on a stage in front of 1,000 people or tens of thousands of people. I love being on camera. I personally love being on TV, and I love speaking and sharing and learning and growing from others. That's my passion. If you can find what your passion is, what your creative energy is, what makes you excited, and then dig deep in there and find exactly what about that is that makes you excited. And don't worry if it's a money thing that you don't think you have enough money to do it. There is always a way to make money off of it, whether it's making money by teaching other people how to do it, making money writing books about it, making money by actually doing it, making money by selling a product related to that service, or getting a job in a company that supports that growth. So figure out what your focus is. I have focus planner worksheets on angeladicarlo.com. And of course, you know, if you want to book that consultation, I'm happy to help for as long as my bandwidth is ready. And then one of my team members will help you. Remember that today is the first day of the rest of your life. So choose to live it well.